happy birthday, just for you, just for you.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, Scratch the Radio Theater.
Yes, it is our birthday, and welcome to the first anniversary presentation of Scratched Up Radio Theater on KKRN, listener-supported community radio. In recognition of our anniversary, tonight we will reprise our first script from 1 year ago, Soup du Jour, by our own Jim Dowling, in an all-new production. Thanks to all who have made our first year a wonderful success. And now, Soup du Jour.
A disheveled-looking young man, 30-ish, still in street clothes, sleeps between the armrests of a couch too small for him. A bare foot projects from beneath the blanket that covers him in front of the couch. A small, messy coffee table heaped with magazines, an alarm clock, a frisbee, some empty beer cans, spare change, a bongo drum, unopened mail, and his phone.
Yeah?
Hello, Raymond.
Kind of early, isn't it?
Never too early. Mind if we have a little chat?
Don't you people ever give it a rest?
You people. Oh, good one, Raymond.
Where's your conscience, dude? It's not even 9. No call list mean anything?
Conscience. Now there's a worthy topic. Let's jot that down for next time.
Mind speaking English?
All I want, Raymond, is a few minutes of your precious time.
Ain't interested. Sabe? Call the next sucker on your list.
Well, this isn't a sales pitch. There's only one phone number in front of me.
Mine?
Yours alone.
How'd you get my number? Oh, Christ. Last night. Roxy's. Dude, you got it all wrong.
I don't think so.
Yes, read my lips. All wrong. Right? I don't do that stuff. Excuse me, partake.
Settle down, Raymond. You're getting worked up.
Just so happens, guys don't do it for me. All right, I like women. You know, boobs, you know, that sort of thing.
No one's suggesting otherwise. Can we leave last night behind?
Huh?
Earth to Raymond, can we move on?
Sure, yeah. Sure, do we know each other?
Quite well, as a matter of fact.
Then why all the mystery?
What can I say? There's rules to follow, parameters.
Is someone from the old neighborhood?
We do go back quite a ways.
Mike Louds. Hell no. I thought you were in SAC.
Good guess. He's teaching high school economics.
Married that heartthrob, Tammy something. 2 kids, big house in the burbs.
Divorced.
No. Really? What's next? Guess again?
Up to you, Raymond.
Couldn't be Corey Hines. Cancer got him. Oh, my God. Oh, one of the Huttons. Is Ricky or Rob?
Neither.
Can't say I didn't try.
Well,
it's been a whole lot of fun, Mystery Man. How's about I sign off and you pester someone else?
Don't hang up.
All right, bye-bye.
Dr. Kramer's wallet.
What?
You lied about it.
I...
Yes, out and out lied. Said you found it under the bleachers after the game. Didn't know whose it was. Nice reward, though, huh?
You were there?
Saw the whole thing.
Then why are you...
Chill. Ancient history. Dredging that up wasn't very nice, but I couldn't let you hang up. Still with me, Raymond? Raymond.
I'm here.
Oh, had me worried.
Not sure why, but I'm here.
Let's not dwell on unpleasant memories.
Thanks.
Shall we go back a little further? The house out starlight.
How?
Close your eyes.
No, you're kidding.
Just do it.
Sure.
Close them, Raymond.
Close tight. Seriously.
Raymond?
All right. They're closed.
It's summer. You're walking home from Little League. Big black car, you didn't see it at first, jumps the curb.
coming right at me.
That's right, coming right for you.
But somehow...
Somehow, it missed.
You've been talking to my mother. That is low! Nothing's off limits for you guys.
You are a tough nut to crack, Raymond.
I'm done. You know, game over.
Bear with me.
You with the government? I doubt that.
Let's hold off on wild guesses.
Give me one reason to stay on the line. You know stuff. Now that's obvious, but you're good with computers.
I do know some things, Raymond.
All right. I'll be your Huckleberry. Tell me about Drake's.
Drake's Pond?
You heard of it?
Give me a sec. Yes, here we are. You were 17. It was a very, very hot that day. A bunch of you piled into Dan Filson's Subaru to go swimming. Something rather frightening happened.
No one knew.
That Carrie couldn't swim. Who dove into that pond full of cold, murky water? Dove deep, went straight to her, and pulled her out in the nick of time.
Oh, I had this feeling.
You had a feeling. That's all, a feeling?
You saying I got help? The Grand Pooba, Celestial Hand, or whatever, came down and guided me to her?
You asked for a clue.
That's it? The big wipe away all doubt, mother of all clues, your best shot?
What's it take, Raymond?
I want proof. Not some shuck and jive from a voice on the phone.
Okay, tell me then. What's it going to take?
Give me a name. Who you work for, exactly what you're selling. Spare the shock and awe crap.
I can't. I told you, rules, Raymond.
Name, and what you're selling, or it's adios.
Oh, why, you little pissant. This isn't over.
Loser!
Good morning, Raymond. I know you're there. Pick up. Talk to me. Please. Oh, Raymond, what a comedy of errors. I mean, who can blame you? I'd be sick of the calls, too. But that's about to change. I'm here to set things straight. A new beginning.
Talk to me, babe.
I've got news. Good news. Those crazy rules? Well, they've been relaxed. Just for you. Apparently, you've made quite the impression. I'm envious. You have a friend in high places. And the best news? You listening, Ray? I've been assigned to your case. It's you and me, Raymond.
Put on the big cheese.
Who?
Head honcho, the big kahuna.
There's no big kahuna.
Then who was I talking to?
Edgar?
Yeah, Edgar. Put him on.
I can't. He's got his hands full. The delusionals. Men and women who believe Elvis is still alive, that aliens inhabit the White House, Stanley Kubrick helped NASA fake the moon landings. It's a big group, especially in Southern California. If you'd like, we could shoot for an appointment.
Honey, time is money, and you're talking to a very busy man.
Our Raymond is so doggone busy, he can't carve out a mere 5 minutes from his hectic schedule.
You and that clown. Talk like you know everything. Well, guess what? All right, I have a life, too. You got no idea.
You live alone. A week ago, you were laid off Mike's Pizza. For dinner, it's hot dogs and canned corn.
I hate Facebook.
Let's try again, Raymond. Fresh start. My name is Angela, and I'd like to be your friend.
I don't want a fresh start. I want answers. Why me? Why the calls?
All right. Quite simply, you represent a demographic we find critically important.
I do.
Yes. Oh, gosh, how to put this? Single men without a direction, bored, disaffected, basic needs not being met. A group very hard to reach with our message.
Me. Ray Chase, part of a big study? That's why you can't identify yourself. It would skew the data.
Something like that.
You figure me out. The one thing I gotta have, and cha-ching, your stock goes through the roof.
There are parallels.
What are you calling me? You know, like, what's my category? Every group has a name.
Your category?
No, unemployed, deadbeat, delinquent, wasted youth.
That's awful harsh. I'd never say.
You don't have to, Angela. I've been down this road. You want to save me, save the world? One more bleeding heart. You know, Raymond, we're going to turn things around, get you back on track. What's it this time? New clothes? Culinary school? Can I put in for auto mechanics?
I would like to help you.
Face it, Angela. We're both screwed. Cogs in a big wheel. Know what I think? You need me more than I need you.
That's silly.
Say it. You need me.
Absolutely. We need you, Ray.
We? No. You need me.
I...
Come on. You can say it.
I need you.
See? That didn't hurt. All right. Back to that demographic thing. You know, a little harsh, honey. I mean, as long as you're going to lump me in with a bunch of losers, let's set the record straight.
That's just it. There are no losers. Everyone is precious.
What meds are you taking?
I mean it. Every word.
Of course. Just who are you? No games.
I am someone who cares. There's so much at stake.
Lost me there. You know, English, por favor.
I know it's frustrating, but that's all I can divulge.
Can't break the rules. Angela?
Yes, Raymond?
I want to tell you something.
I want to hear it.
It's personal. I'm not sure if...
Do you trust me?
I do.
Unburden yourself. Bare your soul, Raymond.
You won't hang up?
Please, I'd never do that.
Promise.
Speak to me, Raymond.
I'm in love.
Wonderful! When did this happen?
With you. A stranger. A voice on the phone. It's crazy.
Me? Oh, Raymond, let me explain what's happening. You're emotionally overwhelmed, swept up in a boundless love for the world around you. It's perfectly normal.
No, Angela, it's you. You're different. You care. I know my attitude sucks. I can change.
Raymond, you are not in love. Feeling the love, yes. But no, you're not in love. There is an important difference.
What do you look like?
This is an exciting development, Raymond. You are close, on the cusp of surrender. Imagine the rapturous possibilities.
I'm feeling kind of rapturous right now.
It's premature. Give it time.
Blonde or brunette?
Raymond!
Tell me!
Can we change the subject?
No.
We have to.
Monitored call. I get it. Someone's listening.
Someone is.
No, this is about keeping your boss man happy, right?
Your intuition is remarkable.
Then let's have a nice long talk.
You're full of surprises.
I got ideas.
Share them, Raymond. I'd love to hear your ideas.
One condition.
Yes?
We meet face to face.
You want to meet?
Hear me out. I mean, you want to score points with the man? Come over, you know, bring your clipboard, ask me anything. I mean, I'll admit this isn't the Ritz, but it's comfortable.
I'm honored, Raymond, but...
Yeah, it'll be fun. All right, I'll pick something up at the store. You know, I'm guessing you're kind of the celery and hummus type.
I can't. Against policy. I'm so sorry. Don't be upset, Raymond.
Jerking guys around. That what you do for a living?
How can you think?
Go.
But...
No, leave me alone.
We'll talk again. We will.
Sure. Angela?
Dream on, Raymond. That one's history.
Put her on. All right, we need to talk.
Around here, we call her Forbidden Fruit. Do yourself a big favor. Forget her.
Put her on, or else...
Or what? You're gonna hang up? Hear that, everybody? Raymond Chase is gonna hang up on us. Pass the Kleenex. Think we give a rat's ass? Do the world a favor. Hang up.
But, But the survey...
Pardon me, of course, the survey. Ray is partaking in a big, important survey on single guys who can't get it together.
A vital part, dude. All right, you know that.
Dude, try Lex, and here's what I know. You're a tool, a pawn, a dust mote in a global marketing scheme. The survey business? Brainwashing. Get you to purchase crap you don't need. You're a smart guy. How do you suppose they know all this stuff about you?
Identity theft?
You wish. It's so beyond that. They see everything.
I think you're forgetting the rules.
Like I care. I'm not with the program.
You went rogue.
Eddie and I parted ways a long time ago. One could say that I'm with the competition, a smaller, leaner upstart company. We have big plans.
To be number one. Blows against the Empire.
Uncanny choice of words.
And you're asking me to switch sides, come over to you guys.
Be part of a tireless organization working quietly behind the scenes.
Underground.
Precisely.
What's in it for me?
Pure and simple, we deliver.
Deliver? Deliver what?
Come up with something, Raymond. Use your imagination.
I don't need anything.
Screw needs. Who said anything about needs? Raymond, everybody wants something. We tailor it to you, specifically.
I could use a week in Cabo, tickets to the Coliseum.
Small potatoes. Think big, Raymond. Our motto is, you can have your cake, and probably theirs too.
All right. How's this? I own a tattoo parlor on Sunset Strip, ride a flathead V-twin 47 Harley hardtail, and my gal's a dead ringer for Megan Fox.
That's a start. Nothing's off the table.
No. No. This is way strange. Not interested.
It's a typical reaction. Take a little time, mull it over. The offer stands.
I gotta go. Yoga class.
Wait. Allow me one simple question. Then I'm gone. Out of here. How's that sound?
Let her rip.
What pisses you off? Really get your goat.
Oh, jeez. Wow. No, can't think of a single thing.
Gets you totally steamed. I mean, teeth grinding mad. Makes you want to punch and kick the stuffing out of something.
Serious anger issues there, Lex.
Answer the question, Raymond.
I love everything. You know, kittens, old people, policemen, asparagus, you name it. It's love, love, love.
That's a load of crock.
So is the question.
We had an agreement, Raymond.
All right. Maybe there is something.
Well?
You're going to laugh.
Try me.
Prius drivers.
As in the car.
I hate the people who drive those little hybrid cookie cutters.
That's, quite interesting.
Think they're God's gift to preserving the planet. Talk about a bunch of environmental wackos.
You can be quite eloquent, Raymond.
You asked.
Surely there's more.
Could be. Do I, win a prize or something?
We deliver. That's still our motto.
Christina.
This would be a neighbor, perhaps?
She's this lady who stops by once a week, never fails.
And that's a bad thing? I thought a guy like you welcomed female companionship with open arms and a firm resolve, if you get my drift.
No, she's not like that.
How so?
Well, she comes over, barges in all sweetness and light. You know, sits here on this lousy couch, proceeds to tell me how wonderful the world is, how fortunate I am. Says I'm a beautiful person, a gift to this world.
Gag me with a Hallmark card. That one's twisted, Raymond.
She won't stay away.
Not good. Raymond, not good at all. Christina's dangerous, like a drug. Every visit, she sinks her hooks in deeper.
Are we talking about the same lady? You know, plump side, sparkly nails, smells like geraniums dipped in talcum powder.
One of many disguises. There's lots of Christinas out there.
I don't think so. You're overreacting, Lex.
Let's nip this in the bud. Now, lock your door. Search the house for pamphlets. When she knocks, don't open it.
What's it to you? A Bible thumper comes to my door. BFD.
I care about you.
Sure. You and everyone else. Know what? I think I like her.
Oh, please. I'll put on a skirt. High heels, if that's what it takes.
I'm going to invite her in.
What? You didn't say...
Next time Christina knocks, I'm going to open the door, give that soldier of God the big hug she deserves. I'll make coffee. We'll watch Judge Judy together. I'll even bust out the Doritos and Cheese Whiz. Party time.
You're messing with me. You'll regret it. Mark my words.
Sure, Lex. I'll take my chances. Adios.
How I detest these calls.
Edgar, you're back.
Hi, Raymond. It's me. Not by choice, but yes, it's me.
What's going on? Bad day, I take it? Or?
The bet. No winners this time.
Bet?
Yes, the bet. See which of us could pull you in, get some kind of lasting commitment. No one foresaw Christina. Still baffles me what you see in her. Anyway, results are in. We lost. This is it. The official goodbye on behalf of Lex, Angela, and myself. No one will bother you again.
Wait, you're saying these calls, all the rules, it's some game?
It's like this. You've been the entertainment. We'd be bored to death if it weren't for people like you. Irreverent, ungrateful, disorganized, undisciplined, untrainable. Traits that invite disaster, yet somehow you thrive. A true rarity, an anomaly. When we come across someone like you, it's not uncommon for some friendly wagering to take place. And the gist of these bets? Can a person like you be coaxed to change? Believe in something, anything?
Serious? Just a bet. I was starting to like these calls.
Well, trust me, we noticed. As casual relationships are not condoned, we decided this was probably a good time to throw in the towel. Call it quits.
That all I am? The soup du jour?
Get back to your life, Raymond.
Now, hold on. You can't give up on me. Let me talk to Angela.
A nice try, but rules are rules.
So this is it? The end? No more calls?
Pretty much. In parting, I'd like to add, and Raymond, you won't appreciate this, but you're one of the lucky ones. I hate the phrase, but now you rank among the chosen.
I'm lucky?
You've experienced an intimate brush with the TGU. Very few can
claim... The TG what?
Oh, sorry, my bad. TGU stands for the Great Unknown.
Yeah. Well, I'm the EB. Oh, sorry, that stands for Easter Bunny.
Well, laugh it off. After all, that is your M.O., but very few get these calls. There's criteria.
Angela filled me in, the demographic thing.
No. To put it delicately, the show's coming to a close.
The show? What show?
The people who get calls, Raymond, are, well, they're on short time.
Come on, Edgar. Don't be a downer. I liked you more as a mystery man.
There's one other reason you were chosen. With the time remaining, we had hoped to steer you toward the light.
Don't tell me I'm sick. Like dying or something.
Well, the scales are tipping in that direction.
No, how's that possible? I feel fine.
Everyone dies, Ray.
No. Why am I suddenly supposed to take you seriously?
Well, you don't have to. We could go round and round. That's actually fairly common. But really, such a waste of time.
When?
I'm not at liberty to say.
But I'm one of the lucky ones. You said that. I heard you.
I did? No, he's taken special notice of you.
He?
Oh, the one you toy with. Endlessly ridicule as the Grand Poobah, Big Daddy, etc. The big joke to you.
Oh, he's really watching me?
Closely, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
That's right. Wow.
It won't happen again. All right, swear to God. That slipped. All right, I'll make it up. Okay, stuff the donation plate. Take clothes to the Salvation Army. I'll be a bell ringer at Macy's. Serve food at the mission.
You spare the groveling. First off, I've never seen it work. And second, I'm simply the messenger. I don't influence decisions.
Then tell me. Or I'll do anything.
That's a popular line these days.
I mean it.
Of course you do. They all do.
I picked up the phone. Now, why did I do that?
Wouldn't change a thing if you didn't answer the phone, Raymond.
I'd be waking up right now.
To blissful ignorance.
Not a care in the world, but why did they answer the phone?
All by design, my friend.
Why couldn't it have been Mom? You know, she calls on Tuesdays.
Stop it.
You know, always trying to hook me up with that hairdresser. Well, fat chance, Mom.
Raymond, will you shut up? I'm trying to tell you something. It's over. We're out of time. We have to wrap this up.
Over? Seriously? So, I mean, what happens next?
I can't say.
Those rules.
No. More like destiny.
Say again.
Listen. And I mean carefully this time. Here's how it works. In a few minutes, your alarm will go off. Just like every morning, you're going to wake up. But this time, you're going to look around and see that nothing's changed. You'll search for some proof that what you dreamed was real, that it really took place. But don't bother. There won't be any. No proof, Ray. And really, isn't that what it's all about? What you choose to believe?
Tell me you're joking. What if I don't choose? Edgar? Edgar, you still out there? Oh, please, Edgar, don't go. You can't...
We hope you have enjoyed our anniversary presentation of Soup du Jour by Jim Dowling. Once again, Scratched Up Radio Theater and KKRN Radio are proud to showcase some wonderful local acting talent. Our cast for this performance was Tyler Lockamy as Raymond, John Welsh as Edgar, Terry Orwig as Angela, and Chris Gomez as Lex. Tune in December 20th for two very original plays written by local writers. Our next Scratched Up Radio Theater presentation, Points by the late Bill Seymour, and Shut Up and Drive by Jim Dowling. And on the subject of local talent, if you write and want to hear your work performed on the radio, we'd like to see it. Scratched Up Radio Theater is always looking for new and original material. Send your script to scratchedup@kkrn.org or call 530-604-9802. I'm your host, Dickie Magadoff. Thank you for listening. Don't forget, November 27th is North State Giving Tuesday, and you can donate to KKRN from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. by going to northstategives.org. For more information, check out kkrn.org or our Facebook page, KKRN 88.5 FM.